Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I think it's just a way to put fear, uncertainty, and doubt into the American population.
98.7, 1330 KNSS, Steve at 10 in the morning. Okay, coming up in the 7 o'clock hour this morning. Don't touch that dial in the 7 o'clock hour this morning. Another pair of tickets for you. One of our lucky listeners to the James Taylor and Bonnie Raitt concert coming up May 24th at Interest Bank Arena. That's coming up here sometime in the 7 o'clock hour. Now, three big things.
Three.
Guilty verdict for three men involved in Western Kansas bomb plot.
Two.
Wichita police investigating two recent homicides.
One.
Windy, dry conditions continue to create fire danger across Kansas. Three big things. Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Seeing lots of traffic now eastbound on Kellogg at Dugan Road right there in the orange cones. Things slowing down just a little bit right there. Watch out. And the gasoline prices this morning. Well, $2.49 a gallon still in some places. I found a better price, $2.45. I found that at Pawnee and Meridian, $2.45 a gallon there. Traffic update from KNSS Radio. I'm Jed Chambers.
Sunny today with a high of 63 degrees. Mostly clear tonight. The overnight low, 40. Friday, mostly sunny. 20% chance for showers late in the day. And a high tomorrow of 64. Now partly cloudy. 34 degrees. We have a west wind at 8 miles per hour. 6:48 now, Steve and Ted in the morning. A wayward tortoise that cracked its shell after falling off a 10-foot wall in California is recovering after vets used screws, zip ties, and denture material to repair it.
Wow.
San Diego County Animal Services Director Dan D'Souza says the male 90-pound African spurred tortoise probably was a pet that got loose from a yard.
Whoa.
It was found Sunday after falling over the wall while escaping from a dog. D'Souza says the animal's shell cracked into three pieces.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God.
Veterinarians repaired it Tuesday.
Super
in
glue.
A three-hour operation. Says it will take a year to heal, but the 35 to 40-year-old tortoise could have many more decades of life.
Those tortoises, he'll outlive us all.
Tortoises live a long time.
How's a dog going to hurt a tortoise that big?
Well, if you're a tortoise, you don't know whether the dog can bite you or not, I guess.
Yeah, I guess you don't know you have that shell on you.
Yeah. Don Grant, CFP, the money tracker, coming out of his shell this morning. Stocks closed broadly higher Wednesday on Wall Street as investors responded to some positive company earnings reports. The S&P 500 saw its third gain in as many days. The index rose 2 points. The Dow lost over 38 points, and the NASDAQ composite climbed 14 points.
Wow.
Amazon says it has more than 100 million paid Prime members. The first time the company has given out a specific number on its paid subscriber base.
How many?
100 million.
That's wow.
$1 billion a year just in the $95 fee.
People just ponying up 100 bucks each.
Yeah. CEO Jeff Bezos said in the company's annual letter to shareholders that Amazon shipped more than 5 billion items with Prime worldwide.
Well, it's great for shipping, but I tell you, the Prime Video is horrid.
It is.
All those third-rate Canadian movies, you know.
Really?
That you can see. I mean, they don't have anything on there. It's terrible.
Service offers free unlimited two-day shipping for an annual or monthly fee. How much you guys say it is a month for Prime?
$95.
It's $95 for a year.
$95 for a year.
For a whole year.
I don't think you can you bill it monthly?
What is the monthly? I don't know.
Probably similar, about $10 a month.
I can figure out a lot better ways to waste money.
They have some decent original programming.
Do you think so? I guess so. Some of the original programming, but the other stuff they have is...
Man in the High Castle is really good.
Yeah, okay, okay.
I'm a big fan of the Grand Tour.
Hey, Steve, you know, you're complaining about it, but I tell you, the two-day shipping, it's worth it to me.
Is it really?
Is it your house in 2 days? You don't have to pay any shipping.
If you have an entire family that lives on Amazon, you would understand.
I'd get another family. The U.S. government.
Wow.
Oh.
The U.S. government has agreed to chip in $51 million to clean up pollution at a Seattle site where the Boeing company made and tested B-17, B-52, and other bomber planes beginning in World War II. Boeing had sought to have the government pay for a share of the company's cleanup costs, which it says have reached $220 million and counting.
Wow.
So apparently they were doing government work. They figured the government ought to help clean it up. That sounds right to me.
It does sound fair.
I don't want to be unfair to Amazon people. My wife, once in a while, will order something from Amazon. But
yeah, but she has to wait like 4 days.
She probably has to pay about...
You know what? I can find a lot to do.
$9.95 on shipping for everything she gets. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I'd rather go to a store, look around, buy things.
So would I.
See nice people, you know.
But sometimes you can't find it.
All right. 6:52 now, Steve and Ted. Don Grant's talking about making negatives into positives.
Yes.
Good Don Grant.
Let's turn that frown upside down. Yeah. It's just human nature, Steve. People complain. That's why you just flip. Never mind. People complain more than they will compliment. Stanford University communications professor Clifford Nass has studied this and determined that we naturally ruminate more about unpleasant events than positive ones. Thus, we spend more time, use stronger words and emotions to describe negative events. The same goes for investing. We react more negatively to investments dropping than we react positively when the accounts are up. And I can tell you that firsthand. Very few people call me and say, "Hey, Don, my account's up $20,000." They usually say, and when it's down, they get mad at me. So anyway, the innate human behavior can cost us. Investment data shows that investor returns lag behind professionally managed fund returns. The conclusion is that investors can get emotional and react more aggressively to losses than to gains. Individual investors get greedy when the sector surges, and they sell out of fear when they plunge. Rebalancing requires an opposite discipline. When you rebalance, you take gains off of the surging sectors, take them off the table, and use that money to feed the plunging assets. It seems counterintuitive, but in spite of the contrarian feel to that, we're preserving gains and we put them to work where there's a sale going on in another investment sector, because inevitably that comes back around. Think about your investments, for example. How did you react when the market tanked in the 2008 real estate bubble? If you were mad, anxious, and a bundle of nerves, now is the time to take a close look at your tolerance for risk. And it's time to make some changes, if necessary. Ups and downs are the nature of many investments, particularly those in the stock market. And if your time horizon is long, you can handle some risk for greater returns. But even with a long horizon, it's time to seek other investment solutions if you think that you suffer from the fear and greed cycles of the markets. And, of course, if you have any questions, you can give me a call. The number is 634-2222.
Today is Get to Know Your Customers Day.
Ah, okay.
Day to reach out to your patrons and get to know them a little better. And this actually is more predicated on, small business in America, and so much of what we do is done by small business people, if it's not on Amazon or something like that.
So it's Hug Your Customers Day.
No, Get to Know Your Customers.
So it's Hug Your Customers Day.
How well do you know your customers, Don? I'll bet you know
I more. Hug some of my customers.
I don't want to hear about that. I want to know how well you know them.
I know them very well.
I've gotten running around hugging people without sharing any of your thoughts or your
I know them very well, because their thoughts and dreams have to be translated into dollar bills. In other words, we need to figure out how much their thoughts and dreams are going to cost them when they want to retire. And so we put a number to it. So I get to know their thoughts and dreams. And
so
my clients. My clients are awesome.
You know your customers very, very well then.
I feel like I do, yeah.
You probably got some sort of trophy for knowing customers or something, right? Or do you?
Nobody's given me a trophy.
Nobody has recognized that particular skill of yours?
No, I haven't gotten a trophy for loving my customers. But I don't want a trophy for loving, because loving them is enough.
Okay. Well, there you go.
That's rewarding. How much your listeners? Do you hug your listeners?
I would like to. Ted, let's just...
Which ones in particular?
Just reach through the radio right now, Ted, and give them a big hug, okay?
Big existential radio hug.
Yeah, that feels good.
All right.
Yeah.
Enough of that. National Get to Know Your Customer
National Day. Hug Your Customer Day.
Thank you, gentlemen. Coming up at 7 o'clock, the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. We're going to talk about a guilty verdict for three men involved in a Western Kansas bomb plot. Sometime here in the 7 o'clock hour, tickets to the James Taylor concert. Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.